Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures had some pretty wild moves today, most of it to the green, to the upside, which is the opposite of what we've been seeing over the last month. Wheat futures had a wide range of about 25 cents in the Kansas City July, and they closed at the top end, trading as much as 23 and three-quarter cents higher toward the end of the day, and really rallied at the very end to close near the highs. We also saw a big rally in corn. Corn up 9 to 11 cents here. Dease 14 was up 9 and 3 quarters at 457. That was also welcome to the corn bulls, as the market has sold off about 60 cents from their highs. It did trade as low as 445 today, which is kind of this 440, 445 area was the support here, considered by most of the chart guys. Beans, they liquidated that to bean spread July Nov. They're selling July, buying November. That spread moved quite a bit today, traded down to about 240 after being up at 256, so that's a big mover on the spread. These hedge funds in here are selling the July to get out of the long July contracts and buying some new crop, which would be the November. They closed up 9 there in November beans at 1219 and three quarters. So the overall picture seemed to be a picture of spread trading and getting out of the July, and then a reversal action for the corn and the wheat.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
There aren't any government reports today, but we are getting reports out of Central Texas and then Southern Oklahoma as the wheat crop is being harvested. There are some yield reports of anywhere from 10 to 80 bushel wheat in Central Texas, out around Fort Worth to Waco. So really good in some parts, but they are seeing some sprout damage as well. So there is some damages here. As we get going in the southern half of Oklahoma, the 10 to 6 to 30 bushel range, most of it probably 10 to 15 bushel harvest here in the southern half of Oklahoma. So wheat harvest is going along nicely, but not very good at this point. We're also seeing some various reports for that June 11th crop progress report. The big things we're looking at are the estimates for the 14-15 corn, bean, and wheat crops. Corn were about 13.8 billion bushels. Soybeans somewhere around 3.7, and then for wheat, just over 2 billion. And then if we look at the ending stocks for the 13-14 corn, somewhere around 1.18, 1.2, beans 120, 125, and wheat 584. For the next year's 1.6 for the corn, so a big increase there, 1.6 billion. Beans 365 to 400 million bushels, and then wheat 575.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, June live cattle were up 62 cents at 140.12. August feeders closed up 70 cents at $200.52. And June lean hogs were up $1.60 at $114.57. In the grain markets, Kansas City July wheat was up 21.5 cents on the day at 735.5. Chicago July wheat up 12.5 at 618.25. In the row crops, Chicago July corn was up 10 cents at 459 even, and July soybeans were down 3.5 cents in Chicago at 1457 even. In the cotton markets on Friday, July cotton was down 72 points at 84.78 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.